With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The Coronavirus Food Assistance Program is welcome relief for many growers around the country, but what about our tree fruit growers here in the Pacific Northwest? And is it enough? Mark Powers, president of the Northwest Horticultural Council, says there will likely need to be more.
Well, I think so. And I don't like to qualify my answers, but in this case, I have to. Obviously, there needs to be a step two, or we're pretty certain there needs to be, given the trajectory of COVID and the economy.
Power says it will be a good program for some.
You know, this first step, apples and pears qualify. However, apples don't qualify for the there are three tranches of money or three buckets of money, and they qualify for two, but not all three, whereas pears qualify for all three.
But Power says the details are not yet entirely clear.
And so there are some questions that we have regarding, while growers appear to be eligible and USDA has apparently allocated money to growers of these commodities, we're not sure whether they will qualify.
Signups began last week, so Powers believes answers should be coming soon.
We'll have more information, and hopefully, and we'll have some folks that start to go to the local offices and see how this process unfolds.
Listen tomorrow for more on CFAP's impact on fruit growers. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And with us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, let's talk about bitter pit in apples.
Have you ever been picking out Honeycrisp apples only to find some small dark spots on the fruit? Those could be symptoms of an apple disorder called bitter pit. And it's a calcium deficiency in the fruit.
So how do apples get this bitter pit disorder?
It can be increased by overstressing the trees, hot, dry weather, winter injury to the trunk, or if the apples are growing too big by overthinning and in an alternate bearing lighter crop years. It can sometimes be confused with stink bug feeding, since bitter pit also leaves a corky brown flesh area under the spot.
But why isn't bitter pit culled at harvest?
When it appears while the apples are still on the tree, those can be culled out, but most of the damaged fruit shows up after they've been put in boxes and spent a couple of months in cold storage.
Oh, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.